Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1960. Chocolate and Athletes by Nancy Clark of nancyclarkrd.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. Chocolate and Athletes by Nancy Clark of nancyclarkrd.com. During a long bike ride, I snack on chocolate to boost my energy. After a hard workout, chocolate milk is my go-to recovery food. How bad or good is chocolate for me? Most athletes love chocolate in any form. Candy bars, chocolate chip cookies, squares of dark chocolate. Over 60% of all U.S. candy sales are chocolate-based. But how good or bad is chocolate for our health? Is it as health-promoting as we want it to be? What about all the sugar and caffeine that comes with chocolate? Is dark chocolate a far better choice than milk chocolate? Here are answers regarding chocolate and your sports diet. Is dark chocolate really a health food? Chocolate is made from the fruit of cacao trees. Like all fruit, the cacao bean is a rich source of health-protective phytochemicals, also known as flavonoids, that are antioxidants and fight inflammation. Roasted beans are used to create cocoa. 2 tablespoons of natural cocoa powder, the amount in 1 cup of homemade hot cocoa, offer the antioxidant power of 3/4 cup of blueberries. Impressive. The darker the chocolate, the better in terms of health protective flavonoid content. Unfortunately, dark chocolate has a bitter taste, and many athletes prefer milk chocolate. It's sweeter. That said, epidemiological surveys of large groups of people indicate those who regularly enjoy chocolate of any kind consume more flavonoids than non-chocolate eaters. This reduces their risk for heart disease. For example, in the Netherlands, elderly men who routinely ate chocolate-containing products had a 50% reduced risk from dying from heart disease. Shouldn't we stay away from sugary foods like chocolate? The U.S. dietary guidelines recommend a limit of 10% of calories from refined sugar per day. For most athletes, that's about 200 to 300 calories of carbohydrate or sugar to fuel muscles. The better question is, what nutrients accompany the sugar? For example, sugary chocolate milk comes with high-quality protein, calcium, vitamin D, riboflavin, and other life-sustaining nutrients. When used as a recovery fluid, it's far healthier than a sports drink, which is just sugar, water, and a dash of salt. What about sugar spikes? Chocolate has a high fat content. Fat slows the rate sugar enters the bloodstream and thus reduces the risk of sugar spikes. The glycemic index ranks from 0 to 100 the blood glucose response after consuming 200 calories or about 50 grams of carbohydrate from sugar and other starches. Gatorade, ranks high on the glycemic index at a score of 78. M&Ms rank lower with a score of 33, and dark chocolate ranks even lower with a score of 23. Given we probably don't eat 200 calories of sugar from just one food at a time, a preferable ranking is the glycemic load based on a standard serving of the food. For example, the glycemic load of a standard serving, 8 ounces, of Gatorade is 12. Chocolate milk score is 3.5, and an ounce of M&Ms is 3. What about chocolate milk for post-exercise recovery? Chocolate milk can be an enjoyable and nourishing treat that boosts intake of nutrients important for athletes. It has a low glycemic effect and is unlikely to contribute to sugar spikes. Drinking chocolate milk after a hard workout effectively refuels and repairs your muscles, boosts your blood sugar, and replaces electrolytes lost in sweat. It's a nutritionally preferable choice to a carb-only, sugar-based sports drink. And it's yummy chocolate, with purpose and meaning, and no guilt. How much caffeine is in chocolate? The amount of caffeine in chocolate depends on how much cocoa powder is in it. Milk chocolate is only 10 to 20% cocoa. Regular dark chocolate is 50 to 69% cocoa, and strong dark chocolate has more than 70% cocoa. The higher the percentage of cocoa, the higher the caffeine. That said, the 20 milligrams of caffeine in an ounce of dark chocolate pales in comparison to the 200 milligrams in a mug of coffee. Chocolate's energy boost comes from sugar, more so than the caffeine. Is chocolate fattening? Like any food that's eaten in excess, chocolate can be fattening. That said, data from 13,626 adults over the age of 20 and without a history of diabetes suggests chocolate consumption was not associated with obesity. Is there a best time of the day to eat chocolate? If you are destined to eat a treat, such as chocolate cake, enjoy it earlier in the day as opposed to indulging at 8 p.m. when you're tired and lack the mental energy needed to stop yourself from overindulging. You are going to eat the chocolate eventually, so why not enjoy it sooner than later? Believe it or not, eating chocolate cake with breakfast might actually help dieters reach their weight loss goal. Research performed on 193 adults that were on a reducing diet suggests that those who had cake with breakfast had fewer cravings for carbohydrates and sweets later in the day. By front-loading their calories, they were less hungry and less likely to stray from their diet plan. They ate either a 300-calorie protein-based breakfast or a 600-calorie breakfast that included protein plus chocolate cake or another dessert. In the first 16 weeks, both groups lost an average of 33 pounds per person. But in the second half of the study, the no-cake group had poor compliance and regained an average of 22 pounds per person, while the cake eaters continued to lose another 15 pounds each. By 32 weeks, the cake eaters had lost about 40 pounds more than their peers. Does chocolate make for a more sustainable diet? The bottom line. By no means is chocolate the key to a healthy sports diet, nor is eating lots of dark chocolate preferable to snacking on apples and bananas. It's no secret, chocolate contains primarily nutrient-poor calories from sugar and fat. A Hershey's bar, which is about 43 grams, has 220 calories, of which about 40% are from added sugar, and about 50% of the calories are from fat. Hence, you want to enjoy chocolate in moderation so it does not crowd out other nutrient-dense foods. But even if you are a weight-conscious, health-conscious athlete, you could balance chocolate into your overall wholesome sports diet and add a taste of pleasure to your day. You just listened to the post titled Chocolate and Athletes by Nancy Clark of nancyclarkrd.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Am I the only one who's suddenly craving chocolate right now? There's no question that too much chocolate consumption would probably be counterproductive, but there's no need to avoid it entirely, which is probably old news. I do want to mention something about the chocolate cake for breakfast study. It sounds too good to be true, right? Now remember, today's author, Nancy, shared that those who had cake with breakfast had fewer cravings for carbs and lost more weight after about 8 months. Before we get too excited and start swapping out our morning oats for chocolate cake, we need to think about what the major conclusions of that study actually tell us. It may not be about the chocolate cake itself that leads to fewer cravings and weight loss. Instead, It just may be about consuming more calories at breakfast or earlier in the day. There was another meta-analysis that found more calories consumed in the morning, like during breakfast, with no chocolate cake, by the way, led to fewer cravings too. So again, it may not be chocolate that's the trick, but instead, having a bigger breakfast overall or consuming more of your calories earlier in the day. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.